Good morning, everyone. I'm very moved that we are now all together after so many months of preparation and individual contacts trying to bring this circle together. Yeah, I'm very excited about this time that is starting now, and also an honor to have you here. And it's also a real privilege knowing what is happening in the world, at how many places activism is so urgently needed, to have time to come together for a space of profound reflection, profound coming together, recalibration. And I pray that we will use this time as wisely and profoundly as we can. And so now, I and also Sabine, we would like to share some thoughts that led to this gathering, and also to make a prompt in a way to these coming 10 days. As we all know, we are gathering at times on this planet that are really extraordinary, unprecedented times of emergency on this planet. We are at the end of an era marked by dominion, by exploiting the earth. We have a system in full swing on this planet whose basic paradigm is to turn the natural world into tradable commodities, and inbuilt to the system is an exponential growth in that very mechanism. And due to that basic principle, which violates the basic principles that are necessary for the health and sustenance of life on Earth, we are now facing a situation where the ecological, economic, social, political systems that have marked our lives, that have given us the trust that there will be a future, that has put these systems into jeopardy, facing collapse. We have heat waves, floods, droughts all over the world, many places becoming literally uninhabitable, and more people becoming refugees in order to face the harsh walls of a privileged part of humanity fencing itself off, species dying out at record levels, and many, many, many more aspects of this crisis that I don't even have to go into because we are aware of it. So we might have something like 20 years maybe that this system of global capitalism is still in place, but we have to consider, really contemplate the possibility and the prospect of a collapse of the system worldwide. And while this is happening, while the scenario is coming up, the elites are preparing for what they call the event. They are preparing for the collapse. And in order to keep up the system of capitalism, capitalism increasingly ends its flirt with democracy to embrace totalitarianism. And this is a choice for the future of humanity between a totalitarian nightmare on the one side and total revolution, totally rethinking the very foundations of our culture on the other hand. Or as Buckminster Fuller put it, we face the choice between utopia and oblivion. He said, now the world has become too dangerous for anything less but utopia. This is why we need a global alliance. This is why we have convened this gathering, because none of us can do it alone. Because only when we come together as a planetary community to combine our struggles, but even more so, to make this beautifully sounding word, utopia, concrete? Can we see the possibility that this collapse might actually not be a tragedy, but an incredible moment of liberation from the mechanism of slavery and oppression? So we want to, with this gathering, the Fanta Sacred, we want to create a platform for activists together, not just this time, but hopefully really as something regular and continuous, to create something like an international incubator for the powers of a possible post-capitalist world. And imagine if, as people coming from so many different cultures, with many differences, so many different approaches, but what if at the core we could actually see a common vision of the world that we want to create? What a difference this can make in this fierce struggle that we are all facing at this moment. And this is also a space not just for political coalitions, but also for deep healing. Because I spoke now about capitalism, which is an economic system, but of course we have to ask ourselves, why did humanity create such an insane system? And I like this thought, or this term, that comes to us from the Native American Algonquin people, that when the colonizers arrived, they had the word for the disease that those people carried. They called it Wetiko. Wetiko is literally cannibalism in the Algonquin language. It is the disease of a human soul that, because it feels disconnected from life force within, has to live off exploiting the spirits and energies of other beings. And Wetiko is this mechanism where we feel ourselves confined to the delusion of a self that is separated from all else, and so is obsessed with the idea of personal profit, and chronically incapable of empathy with life around. For the Algonquin people, this disease was an anomaly in their culture. And when the colonizers came, they realized for them it was even impossible to perceive it, because it was collective. And I believe that we have to find a way to come together as a planetary community, not only to resist the external side of that, which is capitalism, big oil, the pipelines, all of that, but also to see how can we find a common approach to cure this basic disconnect from life, which is at the heart of capitalism. And this is why we were so inspired by the movement that arose through Standing Rock, because this has been a political movement really combining this aspect of reminding us of life's sacredness, of reminding us that we are interdependent with all beings of the earth, that we belong to the earth after all, combining this consciousness with standing up against the fossil fuel industry. Yeah, and so I also want to say again, deep gratitude to this movement. Yeah. And it feels like that there's, in parallel to all the insanity, to all the sickness, it feels sometimes as if through those movements, something like a healing impulse that comes out of the earth herself is articulating itself through us. And we are also here in the mirror of each other to recognize and even articulate that impulse further. This is, it feels like an evolutionary impulse that really sweeps across the earth from Standing Rock to the movements of the Global South, for which many of you are gathered here, from the Zapatistas to Rojava, many, many places where people are remembering this deep sacredness of life and creating systems that are decentralized, autonomous, as an alternative to the large centralized systems of power. Movements where the voice of the feminine is honored again. Movements driven by the idea of cooperation instead of dominion. And I'm very inspired by the idea that all these different movements will no longer only confront the global system of capitalism kind of almost individually in their places, where we will in one or the other way always be inferior because we are facing a global system, but that we come together as a movement of movements that finds an articulation and a shared goal and strategy for this impulse of a new culture that wants to arise. Because then, if there is a global vision that interconnects and nourishes us, this activism is no longer inferior to the system. Then a declining system confronts an emerging new cultural impulse. And to get there, we need to come together deeply in this time. And I wanted to lay out now 5 points, but maybe I will just say a few, maybe just three. Any of you have read my article anyway, so. Because I mentioned this word vision already quite a bit. And this I feel to be such a key, because I believe that when we step out of this vertigo conditioning, we realize that life is not just mechanical and not just random, but that there is something like an intrinsic intention that life follows. The acorn naturally evolves into an oak tree. The toddler naturally learns to walk and to speak. And evolution naturally creates systems of ever greater complexity and unification. So might it be that life actually carries an intention within itself, so that we, as the ones that are thinking about what is happening on this planet, that want to change the course on this planet, not only have to impose our intention upon life, but can actually cooperate with this inherent intention in the living world. And last year in our gathering, LaDonna said, there is a shared vision of humanity, whether we know it or not. And I want to invite us in this time that we become perceptive of this shared vision. Something that we don't need to debate or convince each other of, but actually become capable of seeing and embracing, and also dedicating ourselves to. Yeah. feel like I leave it with this, actually, and not put the other points. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I have to find a finishing sentence. Thank you for your attention.
Yeah. Thank you, Martin, for your ongoing endeavor to crystallize these thoughts more and more, really. It is visible in your being and in your mind, the energy to focus more and more. And yeah, thank you for, with that intention, calling this gathering, really. Thank you so much. Can you just take?
Shall I?
Yes, please.
Okay. Thank you, Martin. Martin came to Tamara when he was 16. And since this, he grows and grows. Takes the stick of responsibility in a way of giving response to the situation of this globe. Normally, if we hold speeches, he takes more the political aspect. I'm speaking more to the spiritual one. Now he took both in a beautiful way. And I just want to find some words to underline the same. What gives me hope is that I feel that we are in a common birth giving where political activism and spiritual connectedness come together. And this is the reason why I love so much this slogan, defend the sacred. And for me, looking to this globe right now, I think there is no other possibility anymore. There is only this possibility. And yesterday when I was at the piano guiding to a meditation, and I started with this miracle that I am. What a miracle. And I cannot explain anything that I am able to speak, to move, and just with this, facing this miracle, I feel the power of life. And I felt in this moment, all the ones sitting in this room, having a global heart, really connected with the heart of the earth, looking to the eyes and speaking as a me, and then you feel that a higher me is guiding us. And it's like a seed knows where to grow. If we reconnect to this life power and to the heartbeat of the earth, we will be guided towards life. And then there is this incredible different power which is so much directed by the fear of separation. Our system is guided by fear. Our system, the capitalism, is guided by this, there's not enough. There's not enough. Hungry, hungry, hungry. My. And if I face, for example, here my friends out of Colombia sitting there, or if I face our friends from Palestine, and a lot of us really daily, daily, daily face this kind of injustice, this kind of violence, then sometimes we come to a point of nearly, it takes us away in a kind of resignation. And so I really pray that in this time we will find together this kind of the movement of the movements. That we really know there is a power in the life which is more powerful than all violence. We have to figure out how does this work. And there is, it starts with the acceptance of the situation where we are in. If I start to struggle, I give a lot of energy away. So I have to say, okay, this is the emergency call of Mother Earth. And here I am as a child of her. How can we together find the power which is higher? And so I love that we really have this common action. There I feel it, I hope and pray that it will be a common ceremony where we invite all the beings, the invisible and the visible ones, the animals, the plants, knowing they are with us. We are a global alliance. And that we have this as a gift, that we can do this kind of prayer and action together. And I hope that we will find time to see together where the tree of life wants to go. Yesterday, can we see that we will survive? I feel it. We are really in the situation where maybe the destructive power is so strong that humanity will bye, you failed. But this doesn't make any sense. So life powers are always directed towards healing. And so I hope that we really find the sacred picture together, which will be so, we are so sure it is inside of us that this tree will grow. And that we notice where we have to correct things in a way that this power can work through us. With our mountains, our waters, this beauty of life. So in a way, it's for me, we all know the trauma, and we all have the trauma inside of us. We all are in, maybe some of us, long, long time ago, we have this information inside of us, how it's to be a refugee. And since this time, humanity starts ongoing the path of refugees. We have no home anymore. And how can we reconnect to this really finding home? I feel the movement is so much reconnecting with indigenous wisdom. And using the word indigenous, I mean now the deepest memory of life. The deepest seed of life is there. And if we learn, all wisdom is memory. If we learn to reconnect to this, we will be guided. We can't do it by our own power, I'm sure. No way. But with this power, maybe we can discover the real step of reconciliation which is necessary. Without reconciliation, I see no way. And of course, it's nice to be against someone. It gives power. But this is the power of weakness. So we have to find something which is even more powerful, that we discover the healed picture inside of all of us. Yes, I'm very much looking forward to this common time, knowing that you all bring so much wisdom here. And may we together find the higher self, the higher family. In Tamara we stepped out when I was very young. We stepped out of the system because we noticed we need a system change. In the system there is no path. But on the other side we need people in society who really work engaged and help that the information creates emotion. And at this moment all information channels are full of destruction. And there is not the channel in television or everywhere which really carries peace wisdom. So how can we open this channel together and then at our places know if someone is emergency, has an emergency call, here we are. We stand up at once. San Josecito alone will never do it. They need us and others. We need us as a divine organ of life. So looking forward to a beautiful time, to a nourishing time also, and that we after this time know our clear no and our clear yes. Thank you.